Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300. Now it's time for Soundbite of the Week. We like to end every Friday with a little review, if you will, of how the week went here on Issues Etc. And since we can't do that, it would take a whole nother week to review it. We like to go in, pick out the sound bites that best represent some of the best conversations we had in the course of this week with our guests, pull them up, and let you listen to them. And then, as an added bonus, after you get to listen, you get to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Which of these soundbites do you think should be the Soundbite of the Week? It's very simple. All you do is listen and then you vote. We are giving away an LPR bundle package to the best vote. That's not necessarily a winning vote. It's just the best vote because we want to know the reason why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. It goes to the best vote on this Friday, October the 29th, as we play Soundbite of the Week. We're going to play four soundbites for you. And then we want you to consider them and then call 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. That's about the next 20 minutes of the program, so there's plenty of time for you to call and vote, 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can also email your vote to us right here in real time in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send them as a tweet at IssuesETC. We get those too. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. We get that in real time. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Heath Curtis. He joined us to talk about lay ministry, and he had this to say, very telling, not only on that subject, but on so many, about what I'm calling synodical infallibility.
And this is just an issue where we need to be honest about that and repent. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has so many blessings. And obviously, I don't think there's a better place to serve, because here I am serving the people of God in this situation. But one blessing we've missed out on is repentance, right? Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has changed its teaching before. But they've never said, "Oh shucks, we got it wrong." You know, I mean, for example, you know, before 1969, Lutheran theologians went around saying it was against the Bible for women to vote in voters' meetings. In 1969, we just said, "No, it's not." But we didn't say, you know, we repent. We're sorry. We got that wrong.
We were wrong before,
right? We just kind of go on with the new thing.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis on synodical infallibility, a sad and institutional unwillingness to admit that you've been wrong or even are being wrong. Should it be soundbite of the week? I want to hear from you, your vote, and why. 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or via email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from our own Jeff Schwarz. We could not compel him to perform this live, so we must satisfy ourselves with Jeff's taped rendition of Old Missouri.
Old Missouri, fair Missouri, dear old varsity, ours are hearts that fondly love thee. Here's a hail to thee.
And that, of course, was Jeff's. It was completely spontaneous, born out of his pure joy in anticipating Missouri's win over OU. I think it was last weekend. Jeff Schwartz, of course, the producer of Issues, Etc. Should it be Soundbite of the Week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three from Pastor Will Whedon. He's talking about one of the values of keeping the historic liturgy.
I think this has saved many a Roman Catholic, that when they go to die, they've forgotten quite a bit about what they were heard in the sermons, but they might have remembered every Sunday they prayed, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy. Grant me peace. And so for many a Lutheran, too, I mean, the liturgy is a great protection that way. It simply proclaims the good news of Jesus in a way that is so rich and so full that I've never seen any sort of man-made substitute that could do the job the same way. I mean, do the job of delivering Jesus to you. Do the job of delivering to you the forgiveness of your sins, the proclamation of the age that is to come and all of the gifts that are attendant with it.
Okay, that's soundbite number three. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, then call and vote 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or vote via email. Let us know where you're listening and why you're voting. Talk back at IssuesETC.org. Best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. And here comes soundbite number four, the last we're asking you to consider. Terry Mattingly talking about the Rand Paul and the Nose Brotherhood scandal that he says probably should be more of a joke than a scandal.
I mean, people really need to have some fun with this. I mean, when you talk about Nose Brothers, you're talking about, let me just name you some other really threatening Nose Brothers. George W. Bush is a Nose Brother. Bill Cosby is Brother Jello Nose. Kinky Friedman, former candidate, is the Yellow Rose of Texas. Billy Graham is Brother Nose Graham. Bob Hope is Brother Ski Nose. Leon Jaworski, the Watergate prosecutor, is Brother Water Nose. Dan Rather is Brother CBS Evening Nose. I mean, do I need to go on with this? Kenneth Starr of the Bill Clinton era scandals is now the president of Baylor and has just been named Brother Non Hostis Human Nose Generous. I mean, come on, folks. There's some funny stuff here. Somebody find out what they're doing.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Should it be soundbite of the week? Call and vote. Tell us why. 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get top priority. That means we take them first when they vote, and this break coming up is a great time to call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, is a great place to vote too. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or as a tweet, @issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis on synodical infallibility? Number two, Jeff's rendition of Old Missouri? Pastor Will Whedon on the value of the historic liturgy? Or Terry Mattingly finding humor in Rand Paul and the Nose Brotherhood at Baylor?
Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues, Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click find a church.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has so many blessings, but one blessing we've missed out on is repentance.
Old Missouri, fair Missouri, dear old Varsity.
They forgotten quite a bit about what they were heard in the sermons, but they might have remembered every Sunday they prayed, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
George W. Bush is a Nose brother. Bill Cosby is Brother Jella Nose. Billy Graham is Brother Nose Graham. Bob Hope is Brother Ski Nose. Dan Rather is Brother CBS Evening Nose.
It's Friday afternoon, the 29th of October. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. The listener with the best vote gets an LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter, @IssuesETC, and phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Lynn is listening in Belleville, Illinois. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
What's your vote?
I vote for the number one. I think that the Lutheran Church does need to repent of changing something in our base. I think if we don't come out with it up front and say, this is why we changed it, that we're no different than other, actually, cults, like I would think, the Watchtower, and I don't want to say the Catholics are a cult, but all of these things have changed, like the Pope has changed his position on different things throughout decades. And the Watchtower, and if we don't come out and admit why we've changed it, then everyone starts worrying about our base, and they start saying, well, maybe we're just going to switch teams and switch the way we're doing it, which is bad enough since we already have the other part arm, you know, that switched out of the Lutheran base that is now evangelistic, and from the sound bite you had earlier also, and so if we don't explain why we have changed what we were originally doing, like not letting women vote, and come back with a logical reason, not just deciding that, well, now it's more popular to let the women vote. So I think it's extremely important that we have a grounded base.
Lynn, thank you very, very much. Thanks for listening in Belleville. Let's see. David in Canada says, they're all great sound bites, even Jeff's. I vote for Pastor Curtis. He's right. Church bodies sure do miss out on the blessings of repentance when they fail to acknowledge any wrong doctrine and or practice in their current day or in their past history. David, thanks for listening in Canada. Frank in Cary, Illinois via Facebook says, although Jeff's Old Moe song is quite tempting, I'm voting for Pastor Whedon, number 3, the value of the historic liturgy. Quote, I can count on the liturgy to deliver what Christ promised to us through word and sacrament. And brother, I definitely know from my former churches, I could only count on the means of man. As long as the liturgy is present, so will I be. What a great protection against man-made trends and interference with what Christ provides and sustains us with. Frank in Cary, Illinois, thank you very much for your vote. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Donna in St. Louis says, I totally agree with Frank's response. I don't know if I could say it any better than he did. Jeff's rendition did make me smile, though. Number three is definitely the most memorable, she says, and it hits home as a former Roman Catholic. That's what I love to hear the most. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Donna, thanks for listening in St. Louis. This email comes from Rick in Rockford, Illinois. Soundbite number three. By Whedon clearly shows the other blows the others away. Remembering the Word of God in the liturgy helps prepare us when God is ready to take us home. Hold now thy cross before my closing eyes, he quotes the hymnist. God's people sing it. We may not remember all the details of the sermon, but the words of Christ we hear and speak week after week, month after month, year after year, help cement in our minds the source from whence our true comfort and true propitiation come, the spotless Lamb of God, Christ Jesus. Rick, thanks for listening in Rockford. Anne in St. Louis says, I have to vote for Jeff. What a voice. It may be oxymoronic, but Jeff is both awesomely wonderful and a poor, miserable sinner. Ha, she says, and I think Jeff would probably agree. Michael in Canada says, Pastor Heath Curtis gets my vote. He speaks the truth. Short and sweet from Michael in Canada. Thanks for listening there. Janet listens in Livonia, Michigan. She says, I also vote for Pastor Whedon on the value of the historic liturgy. Sometimes it is the only way to get the gospel, especially during the stewardship, quote-unquote, season, when sermons are all law, it seems. Thank you, Janet, for listening in Michigan. The month of October is winding down, but the Issues Etc. Book of the Month is still with us, and until the end of October is still a special price from Concordia Publishing House, just a mere $14.99. Find out more about Lutheranism 101 at our website, issuesetc.org, or before the end of the month, give Concordia Publishing House a call and order Lutheranism 101. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Matt in Palatine, Illinois says, Pastor Curtis gets my vote. He's right on. And while the others are too, Pastor Curtis's whole segment needs to be heard again and again until our synod finds the confessional fortitude to repent. Thank you very much for listening in Palatine, Illinois. 1-877-623-6943. Timothy in Minnesota says, I thought even better than soundbite selected, Pastor Curtis's part of the end about whether lay husbands should fill the void where husbands are away was priceless. Yes, I thought that one was good too. In fact, it was actually in the running, but the other cut made the cut, so to speak. Mike in New Mexico says, I vote for Jeff. He needs some sympathy. Yes, he does, most certainly. Andrew says, I have to go with Whedon, though I really think Curtis is right on in his comments as well. So another vote for Pastor Will Whedon. 1-877-623-6943. Still just a few seconds to vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, October the 29th. Margie does so. She says, while I was struck by the idea of synodical repentance, I have to cast my vote for number three. For a couple of years, I sat under an anemic preaching and continually said, thank God for the liturgy. Now that I'm in an unabashedly confessional congregation, Messiah Marysville, Washington, she says, I thank God for both the liturgy and sound law and gospel preaching. That means soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon on the value of the historic liturgy wins this week as soundbite of the week.
I think this has saved many a Roman Catholic. That when they go to die, they've forgotten quite a bit about what they were heard in the sermons, but they might have remembered every Sunday they prayed, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy. Grant me peace. And so for many a Lutheran, too, I mean, the liturgy is a great protection that way. It simply proclaims the good news of Jesus in a way that is so rich and so full that I've never seen any sort of man-made substitute that could do the job the same way. I mean,
what job?
Do the job of delivering Jesus to you. do the job of delivering to you the forgiveness of your sins, the proclamation of the age that is to come, and all of the gifts that are attendant with it.
All right, that's the winner for Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Will Wheaton, on the value of the historic liturgy. Oh, who should get the LPR bundle package? I think this time it's going to be Lynn in Belleville, Illinois. If you would give us a call back, and we, with your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. It's a great time to think about it near the end of the month. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., it's All Saints Day. We're going to review the hymn, Thine the Amen, Thine the Praise. We'll see if we can get through it. It's one of those that I can't sing. Hopefully, I'll be able to read the stanzas as our guest, Pastor Will Wheaton, walks us through that great hymn, Pastor St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. Now, when you go to church this weekend, please invite your fellow parishioners to tune into Issues Etc. next week. The liturgy is a guard, and it's really the product of both the Word of God. It has worked its way through the history of the church. That's all really the liturgy is just a lot of Scripture put together in the order dictated by, well, the gifts that Christ has left for His church to perpetuate and to deliver to sinners the forgiveness of sins, the means of grace. That's all the liturgy really is, and it is the product of all the centuries of wisdom of people who have benefited from those means of grace and held fast to them and to the Word of God, and we abandon it at our very great peril. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.